This is 2052, and I'm at Beaverton, and I'm not sure if I should report this or not, but I had a guy snorting drugs on my bus, so I just wanted to know if it's something that you guys want to know about for other buses.
Did he leave like a smell or any residue? Is there anything with proof?
Yes, he left his snorting straw and the foil and spit on the floor. I don't know if spit's considered evidence or not, but...
spit is considered a biohazard. Is it everywhere on the floor? Is it something that you can take tape off until you get back to Grisham, into the yard, or how do you feel about it?
Oh, I'm not concerned about it. I was just going to throw a paper towel on it and put my foot on it and...
Okay, if that's something that you're willing to do, you can go ahead and do that. But, okay, if it gets any worse or if you have any more problems, I guess you can give us a call.
Copy. Did you want to let other buses know, or is that not something we share?
I mean, do you have a description of him? I mean, was he being harmful? Was he being abusive? What exactly was he doing besides the assumption of drugs?
He wasn't threatening. He was having some mental health crises, yelling to himself, curse words, threatening things to the person in his head, flailing. I mean, non-threatening. It didn't bother me, but, you know, it's disturbing to some.
Okay, go ahead. What a description.
20s, male, white. He's wearing, like, a camo... brownish green shirt. It's not camel print, it's just that kind of tan green brown shirt and dark colored pants and carrying two garbage bags, one with cans and one with garbage.
How about an age or, I mean, how about a height and a weight?
Very skinny, so 150 maybe. I'm really bad with weight. And height probably
5'9". Okay, copy. I have that as a white male, 5'9", 20s, about 150 pounds, carrying two garbage bags, dark pants, and a camel green shirt.
Yes, and shaggy brown hair, if that helps.
Okay, I copy. Thank you. 2248.